Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Medical Sciences, Volume 14, and Issue 1. It was published on June 5, 2024. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Sex-Induced Disparity in Serum Level of Heterophile Antibody in Apparently Healthy School-Age Children in Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. The authors are 1. Hazosibe Parowe, from the Department of Human Physiology, Faculty of Basic Medical Sciences, School of Medicine, Federal University Otuoke, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. 2. Onesimus Marcus Levi, from the Department of Human Kinetics, Health and Safety Studies, Faculty of Natural and Applied Science, Ignatius Ajuri University of Education, Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. 3. Azibobom Karibi, from the Department of Human Physiology, Faculty of Basic Medical Sciences, School of Medicine, Federal University Otuoke, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. 4. Eketa Precious Whiskey Emmanuel, from the Department of Human Physiology, Faculty of Basic Medical Sciences, School of Medicine, Federal University Otuoke, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. 5. Adiembo Ememidi Nwodigi, from the Department of Human Physiology, Faculty of Basic Medical Sciences, School of Medicine, Federal University Otuoke, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. Abstract of the article. Heterophile antibodies are influenced by both genetic and environmental factors, just like other antibodies. Heterophile antibodies, which are produced by some disorders including infectious mononucleosis, have been found to interfere with the results of hormone assays. With respect to age, sex, species, and social status, their serum titer levels vary. 96 children between the ages of 5 and 12 who appear to be in good health were chosen at random. Out of the subjects, 60 were males and 36 were women. Blood sample was collected by venipuncture of the antecubital vein of the forearm of children, 5 to 12 years. By employing the double dilution method, sheep red blood cells were exposed to human sera in order to cause an antigenic challenge. Heterophile antigen titer value of male and female school-age children was compared with one-way analysis of variance and p-value less than 0.05 was considered significant. The result shows that children of between the ages of 5 to 12 years possesses heterophile antigens on their red blood cells and that this heterophile antigen were observed more on male subjects than female subjects. However, the difference between the mean titers of male and female subjects was not statistically significant at p less than 0.05. A statistically non-significant difference was observed between heterophile antigen titer of male and female school-age children in Port Harcourt Metropolis. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.